This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of the biggest challenges to our long-term economic future right now is the cost of our health care. It's hard to spend less on something when the consequences are quite literally life and death. But Sweden has taken a bunch of steps to cut health care costs. More than 90% of doctors there use electronic records. Patients can easily access their personal health information anywhere in the country. And the Swedish government gives entrepreneurs a lot of support to pilot new medical technology. Oh, and by the way, Sweden has one of the oldest populations and highest life expectancies in the world. From Sweden, Caitlin Carroll reports.
Stefan von Rump moved from Silicon Valley to Sweden a few years ago and brought along his giraffe. Whoa, not that kind of giraffe. This giraffe is a robot on wheels, about the height of your average man, with a tall steel pole for a body and a large video monitor for a head. Hello.
Okay. So here you are. Here you have the giraffe.
As the giraffe rolls up to me, I can see von Rump's face on the video screen, and he can see into the room I'm sitting in. He's just down the hall, but because he's operating the robot with his laptop, he could be anywhere. And that's the point.
They can get out their laptops and just go make a what's known in Swedish care as a tillsyn, which literally means to view. In other words, a looking-in visit.
That makes it easier for caregivers to be in more places at one time. Devices like the giraffe are expensive, as much as a couple thousand dollars apiece, but they can also help bring down costs by reducing hospital admissions and delaying expensive nursing home stays, allowing people to live in their own homes longer.
It can postpone the transition from the home to the nursing home, where the cost of care more than doubles or can even triple.
Von Rump developed the giraffe in Silicon Valley. Sweden's robot Dalen Lab asked him to bring it here. The lab's part of a $500 million effort by the Swedish government to improve care for people 65 and older. Robot Dalen recruits entrepreneurs like von Rump, and they come because they can get their products to the market more quickly.
We are here in elderly homes in countries around Europe. We are doing that today, and there is no way that a company, certainly a company of our size, a startup company, could be doing that in the U.S. today.
Here's why. Medicare and the FDA won't approve new gadgets without a lot of research showing results. And results from check-ins and preventative care are difficult to measure. That makes investors shy away. Europe streamlines the process. Stefanos Xenios is professor of healthcare management at Stanford University.
It's easier to recruit patients and physicians to participate in studies and collaborate with early stage companies. It's also easier to navigate the regulatory environment in Europe.
But Sweden has its obstacles, too. Some nurses and social workers are afraid the robots may steal their jobs. Others simply don't want to learn how to work the new gadgetry. With a little help from von Rump, I tried operating the giraffe myself.
So go straight ahead, and then you're going to turn right past that wall. Most people oversteer the first time. Kind of wobble back and
and we're in, and we're in. And so now you're moving the giraffe around was actually easier than I expected. I liked it. Maybe it will be available in the U.S. by the time I'm a senior citizen. Investor of Sweden, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.